All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 31st day of January. The prepper tip of the day is to pray for our republic. Pray without ceasing. We have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Dave Hodges, his website's thecommonsenseshow.com, Jeff Nyquist, his website, jarenyquist.blog, and now joining us, Steve Bannoun. His website is irelinewslive.org. Breaking news here, gentlemen. The Health and Human Services is considering declaring a public health emergency to promote abortion access, according to HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra. No surprise here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Good morning, John.
Well, at my request 2 weeks ago, you started making inquiries with your contacts in Israel. You grew up Jewish. You're now a Christian. Regarding the COVID clot shot, the people who are dead and dying in Israel as a consequence of the COVID clot shot, what updates do you have for us, sir?
Well, unfortunately, they have switched gears on me there. And instead of going into the clot shot, we have been engrossed into war preparations. As you guys have already seen, we had the three drones go into Iran, deep in Iran. Two were shot down. One, of course, hit its target. That's what the media knows about. Israel, over the last month, has sent in over 100 drones into Iran. And the situation is rapidly building. I've been, of course, in meetings with Washington as well, because besides ancient documents, I do deal with the Iranian side of things. And I need to just slow down for a moment here, John. Let me first, before I go back into the Israeli side of what's happening here, let me first state from the American side, as the Joint Chiefs have been meeting on this issue here, we are about to deal with three fronts, and they're going to go down pretty rapidly. We're, of course, as everyone knows, we are sending the Abrams 1 tanks into Ukraine. We don't have time to train Ukrainians on the Abrams 1, a very advanced tank. And on top of that, the Abrams tank is going in handicapped. When I say handicapped, that's because Biden, in all his amazing wisdom, decided that he's going to sell off military fuel while the prices are high and then rebuy it back later when the prices are low. But just so happens, anybody knows anything about the Abrams, it runs on a hybrid type of fuel. It's basically a diesel jet engine fuel mix type of thing. And this is what allows it to run at about 55 miles per hour. And it is still considered probably the most advanced tank in the world. We can run it on diesel only, but we drop down to about 35 miles an hour. And of course, the tank is extremely heavy. And anybody knows anything about Ukraine's farmland being super fertile, and if it's wet, stuff like that becomes a slush bucket over there. We don't know for sure how we're going to be able to participate on the battlefield as a result. And when I say we participate on the battlefield, because as I mentioned to start with, we don't have time to really get into a good training for Ukrainian troops to learn how to run the Abrams. So we're sending our own battalion, tank battalions in to run the tanks. Russia knows that. This is not like some secret that we're doing. They know that that's what's going to be the case. We already have 150,000 so-called advisors inside of Ukraine as it is, and Russia knows that too. This, of course, though, is going to majorly change the whole NATO-Russia-Ukraine war scenario. And even though we know that Russia could basically just bomb the trains coming in with these tanks and be done with it, but Russia's not going to do that. Russia wants to see and have unequivocal proof that NATO has entered into this conflict full force. And when I say to have proof, Russia has an AI technology that they use on the drones that they fly in that can determine on the ground at an instance, what equipment is on the ground, what country it comes from, and they can even determine who's running the equipment. If it's American soldiers, British soldiers, German, Ukrainian, they have that capability. They also have the capability to either, one, kind of like a kamikaze drone, attack whatever's on the ground, or if it is a much larger contingent, they can drop a homing device. And the people on the ground have no idea that a homing device was just dropped right in their midst. That homing device then sends a signal back to their supersonic or hypersonic missiles that come in and basically just wipe out everything that's on the ground there. The war is, of course, as I said, is going to take a major turn as a result of all this. And granted, the only reason Ukraine has even survived this long is because of NATO involvement. As I said, we have what we call 150,000 advisors, but advisors are the ones pulling the trigger. And Russia knows this. This is no secret to them. They know what's going on. But they've tried to keep this confined into the confines of the Ukrainian battlefield, but this is definitely going to step out. I know that in the Joint Chiefs, there are great concerns that Russia could use a nuke on Germany. We've been knowing this, that there's a great concern about Great Britain. In fact, internally, the memo has gone out for Pentagon and White House officials not to fly into the UK, Ireland, or Scotland because of the threat of nuclear war there. Like I said, Germany just got added to the list. That was mainly, not that we've been told not to fly into Germany, but that has been brought up in the Joint Chiefs because of the animosity that Russia still holds towards the Germans of World War II. And so all these things are escalating. And while that's escalating, we have intercepted the intel that China is waiting for us to get bogged into a war with Russia before making their move on Taiwan. They figure if we're bogged deep enough into it and depleting our own asset, that will give them a greater chance to actually take Taiwan down. Now, when I say this, I'm about to really give you the mother load on Taiwan.
Okay.
Taiwan, as I have stated, we've had so many changes at the White House on Taiwan. At one point, the advisors are telling President Biden that, you know, we have to save Taiwan. They're the fourth largest economy in the world. We can't let them go down. Then we turn around, next thing you know, Biden is telling, and this is not official record, but it's what we know that goes on there, the CEOs of all the corporations over in Taiwan, you got 2 years to get your assets out of there. And then I get that confirmed from, actually, believe it or not, from somebody from EMP Shield actually confirmed, yes, they're actually building, they've already broke ground here in our state to move some of those factories from Taiwan to the U.S. But here's what Israel decided to drop in my lap. Taking Taiwan down has been orchestrated to collapse the U.S. dollar. And this is exactly what they're doing this for. And this is why the U.S. will only haphazardly act as if they're going to protect Taiwan, but will allow it to completely fall. That came right from Mossad, where they said that that is an orchestrated event, and that when Taiwan collapses, that will cause us to go into a Great Depression. Now, oddly enough, Mossad information is saying this, and at the same time, this is exactly what was being said at the White House, that if we allow Taiwan to fall, we're going to go into a major economic collapse as a result. I'm going to pause just for a minute, John, because there is so much more information on all of this here to put together and give a chance for somebody else to comment on this for a moment while I get these thoughts gathered, because we're going to go from that into Turkey, Iran, Israel, Hezbollah, Lebanon, etc.
Well, we got a full plate here. Well, Jeff, ask for some response from you, sir. You and Steve have different sources to and different ways of getting information. Is there any major conflict with what Steve is communicating this morning and what your knowledge is, sir? You're on mute, Jeff. Jeff, you're on mute. Well, Dave's not on mute. Dave, is there any major conflict between your knowledge and what Steve's letting us know this morning?
No, he's filling in some gaps that I was not firsthand aware of, but I've heard about it. We discussed this some when I was on Stephen's show about the Taiwan CEOs, and I have been told that is true, and they are trying to make plans to move here. But there's a hard line in Taiwan that is going to try to call Biden's bluff, and that's very upsetting. And I'm getting this from someone who I know personally in Taiwan, and this is not, shall I say, privileged information. It's rather publicly available. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but I do agree with Stephen entirely. As we become more enmeshed in the war, clearly Taiwan is going to go, clearly. But I don't think it's just Taiwan that's at risk. Japan perceives a threat. They've issued threats against China for involvement in Taiwan. South Korea is clearly at risk as a result, since North Korea is a proxy state of China. And I think Vietnam and Australia could be at risk. New Zealand, for all practical purposes.
Let's not leave out the Philippines.
Yeah, Philippines too. But I'm going to say New Zealand's already fallen for all practical purposes.
Oh, yes.
They're in China's satellite empire.
Absolutely. Jeff, you're off mute. You heard Steve's comments, and how does that compare to your knowledge, sir?
Well, Russia and China, when China acts in the Pacific, China wants Russia to be there with her. And the problem is that since Russia got stuck in Ukraine, China has been unable to act in the Pacific. If you recall, if you go back two summers ago, there was a exercise of the attack Pacific. People can go back and look at that. It wasn't initially reported, but it was a joint military exercise with China. China was coordinating with the submarines. The Chinese, Russian warships, my Chinese sources have been reporting the Russian warships, mainly submarines, military submarines, have been going in and out of Chinese ports these last 2 years and using them. The Russian Far East forces, some of their most elite forces, are in the Far East, and they are prepared. They are preparing. If you remember last June, I interviewed Mr. Wang of Luda Media, and who was the man who smuggled the tape out that was made in May of the military-civilian meeting in Guangdong about preparing for war. And Mr. Wang said that the final plan is for Russia and China to attack America together, and you know, possibly, you know, Japan and so on. There was the FSB papers came out in France. There's been leaks from the FSB to folks in France, saying that China and Russia were contemplating an attack on Japan before the invasion of Ukraine, and that Russia decided Ukraine had to be dealt with first. And everybody expected Ukraine to fall quickly. In fact, I learned recently from Ukrainian source that Ukraine almost did fall in the first 2 weeks because they were almost out of ammunition when the Russians had to slack off on their attacks, and Poland and Britain came in and helped Ukraine. So it's the very fact that Russia and China, the plan is to act together. There's been for 3 years in the Russian press, there's been talk about using their icebreakers and moving in the summer the Arctic Sea Route, bringing the Northern Fleet, which is based in the Kola Peninsula in Murmansk and other bases in the Kola Peninsula, to bring it across the Arctic into the Pacific. And remember, I mentioned this to one Russian, and he said, how do you know that? Well, I go on the internet and I use a translator and I read the Russian press. And so all of these details, so that rather than the Ukraine war making us vulnerable, because our divisions, our units are not fighting in Ukraine. Russia's army is bogged down.
Not yet. We have a break. Yeah. Hold on. We have a break. Okay. We have your comments. Back to Steve.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm having some audio issues here. Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know what, well, it's live radio. Stephen Noon is not with us at the moment. He's got some technical issues himself. And Jeff, you were making some comments before the break. Do you want to get back to those, sir? Jeff, you're on mute. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. I think the actual situation is that we've been spared possibly moves that China were intending. If Ukraine had fallen last year, we would be in trouble. I know that some China experts that I talked to were very concerned that China can begin a war in the Far East at any time. And that would be mainly a blockade of Taiwan. The most recent Chinese was a practice blockade. And the real thing that's dangerous is Saudi Arabia taking a turn toward China. Biden has alienated them, and they are now turning towards China. And if that continues, that could be used, the Middle East oil could be used then to force Japan and South Korea and Australia onto China's side by cutting off their oil in the same way that Russia has cut off gas to Germany. So that's just a thought.
It's a complex chess game, Jeff, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, yeah. Factors are maybe decisive, at least in the Pacific.
Well, this might be a good time to remind people of the end goal of China, which is was stated in the secret speech, which is we got a hold of it, it's been translated to English. It's at my website. The top Chinese general, the Chinese defense minister, who states in a speech that they want to colonize America with no Americans. Correct, Jeff?
Right. And he talks about using a biological weapon in the future. This speech was made about 20 years
race
ago.
Race-specific. Race-specific biological
Well, he said that if they could get the technology to work race-specific, they would do
right.
it.
Right.
But he said it may, he actually says in the speech, well, that may not be practical.
Right.
You know, we
right.
may have to go another way. But he said that Israel was the most advanced country in developing race-specific biological weapons.
And Israel did not sign the international treaty against fabricating biological weapons, did they, Jeff?
No, I'm not sure. I think there were 108 countries that signed it. I don't have a list of the countries that didn't.
I don't have the official list, but
yeah,
I heard
it's,
that
it's I mean, if I'm Israel, I'm not signing those treaties because I'm such a small country. I need to have a way of retaliating on attackers. That makes sense to me. The thing is that the first time I heard about this Chinese desire to control the lower 48 states was not in the Chiao Chen speech. It was from the defector, the GRU defector, Colonel Stanislav Lunev, who told me in 1990 that when he was before his defection in 92, he was at a meeting of the general staff, and they talked about how China, they had made secret agreements, intelligence and military agreements with China then, when the Russian Federation was formed, to take out the United States, and that Russia would get Alaska and parts of Canada, and China would get the lower 48, that this is a partnership. And this is a partnership of now more than 30 years, you know. So people have to understand, Russia is party to genociding the United States. That's their intention. So, you know, to say that we're intending to wipe them out, I wish that it were true that we would even defend ourselves. But the people that are planning genocide are in Moscow and Beijing. That's, and you know, if people want to know what the vaccines are about, you have Naomi Wolf saying that the vaccines are part of a binary attack. It's like a chemical attack. You know, the virus starts the pandemic. We rush into mRNA vaccines. Then suddenly we find out China's deeply involved in the making of those vaccines. So this is an attack vector, potentially. Has it been used as one? She fears the worst. And I do too.
the patient of two doctors that I know personally, they're consultation clients. This woman works for one of the two, either Moderna or Pfizer. I haven't found out which, but she told her doctors in private that her company started manufacturing the vaccines and testing them 6 years before they were released 2 years ago. That would be 8 years ago. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
LibertyMan.com, and we are back. My website is TheLibertyMan.com. Things that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you angry. There's a lot there. Over 9 gigabytes of information. Plus the products you are familiar with, such as the energy cleaner, the commercial quality harvest-dried, freeze-dried equipment. Of course, the excellent products that Mike Lindell offers, the pillows, the sheets, the towels, the slippers. I have all those things, very high quality. Getting back to an energy cleaner, if you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Are you worried whether it'll work or not? Well, don't worry. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Details at my website, you can place your order right there using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, a former U.S. Navy officer. Dave Hodges, his website's thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist's website is jrnyquist.blog. And Steve Bannon is back after gathering his thoughts and doing some quick research. Steve, your information apparently corroborates what Jeff knows and what Dave knows. And what further updates do you have for us, sir? Go ahead, Steve. Okay, there must be a technical issue with Steve, and hopefully he'll be able to join us soon. Send us a text when you're ready to talk there, Steve. Dave, you and Jeff, myself, and Steve, and we're all coming to the same conclusions by different avenues. Jeff interviewing high-level KGB defectors, Dave doing his own research through his sources, and Steve with the sources he have with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Steve, are you with us?
Yeah, I think it is. Is it working out, John?
We're hearing now. Go ahead with what other further updates you have, sir.
Okay, this is going to get really crazy on what some of the things you're going to hear about here. But this is coming right out of Israeli intelligence side of things that I'm in contact with as well. They're saying that President Xi Jinping, President Putin, and Israel included, have signed up to collapse the U.S. dollar. They say that the banksters and the government are bleeding the governments of the world to death through the WEF. And the NWO dollar must crash to be pinned to the gold in a certain country, which he says I will not name, which I already know, that's Taiwan, is being used to assist in this crash. He also was saying to me that there is a certain politician that stood up against the Rothschilds, and now they're working on destroying him as a result. He doesn't name that politician. I'm not really sure for sure who that is. I do know, though, that Biden has been asked to step down as president under medical conditions. That has been requested of him of the true masters that run the nation. The only one in that group, I think there's about five men that are a part of that group. One of those is George Soros. I do know that he is a part of that, but I don't know the others that are involved. And Biden has said no, that he will not do it. So from what they're telling me internally, they're going to abandon him completely. And but their intent is to get him out sooner. The best way I could say that is, as they say in military terms, nothing is taken off the table in their agenda to make that happen. They would rather have Kamala for the time being until the time expires going through next year. I don't know the reason why that's going on. That's just what I've been told that is happening. Let's see here, John. Going into the issue now, too, about Israel, besides the fact, I'm going to back up just a little bit. I think it was Jeff that mentioned Japan, or maybe it was Dave, about Japan being really upset over the situation with Taiwan. That is very true. Japan does not want that to happen. But it's not just Taiwan. The Chinese are poised to take over the entire Pacific region. And they have been doing this for some time. So they're challenging our hegemony. I know that last year or year before last, we had a meeting at the Joint Chiefs where there was a video that was showcasing Chinese naval technology. And so, because I know that sometimes China is kind of downplayed as not a very strong Navy, but their technology, now they're not nowhere near as big as our Navy, but their technology actually surpasses some of our technology. And that was a great concern for the Joint Chiefs. And I do know that the Chinese are really beginning to challenge the South Pacific and our navigation abilities there. So that's another concern. But of course, like I said, Taiwan is supposed to be the next front, but I have a feeling that Israel, Iran is going to be the front before then. As we speak, and I mentioned this in my broadcast last night, Hezbollah has been moving their troops back into Lebanon. They are gearing up for a war with Israel. Israel is going to definitely do a first strike policy. And the meeting Netanyahu had, of course, with King Abdullah the other day was a disclosure meeting. It wasn't what the media reported. He basically was letting them know we're about to attack Iran and your airspace is going to have some missiles flying over it that we don't want you to panic over. We know that Turkey is going to side with Iran, but we don't anticipate that Turkey will do that openly. Now, that's from the U.S. side. We think that Turkey will do it more covertly. Israel feels like that Turkey will get more directly involved. And from what they're seeing, they're going to basically have troops on the ground. But I don't think that Turkey, though, will use their own people. They will probably do just like they did in Syria. They will use mercenary troops to also help facilitate that war. But that front is about to open up. Israelis have moved up heavy armament up into the north part of the country. In the neighborhood of where the Mossad and Shin Bet headquarters are, every family has been given gas masks. They were just passed out yesterday. They are truly preparing for war. As one Mossad agent said, we are preparing for the Gog of Magog. I personally feel like that when they say things like that, that is more orchestrated than it is a true, what we would say, a Gog of Magog type of thing there. So
amazing.
I'll just kind of pause right there. That's a lot of information to digest.
It is a lot. You say these gas masks were distributed yesterday on the 30th day of January, sir?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And what geographical area did they get distributed again?
That's up in Tel Aviv area, the northern part of Tel Aviv. I'm not really going to where exactly that's at. I think anybody could probably look it up, though. But it's where the Mossad and Shin Bet headquarters are. So in that area, all that area there, they have passed these out. I do know that there are a lot of Israeli families that are in the know that are moving their personal family members out of Israel to get them to safety areas. And I also know that in Russia has already given the order for the elite and the business class that help run the country that they should go into their bunkers for the next 3 months. That has been suggested to them, not that they have to, but they have suggested that they go underground now. And so there's just a lot going on. And I know that it's even been said that if Russia will not on mainland U.S., that these elite are so bent on bringing about this new world order that we could have a Pearl Harbor type of event here in America.
Okay. Steve, we've got a caller with a question for you, sir. John in Texas. Go ahead, John.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Ben Noon. I have a question concerning, is this a scenario that could set up Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39 to be fulfilled?
The way it's traditionally looked at or perceived, I would say yes. I have a little bit differing opinion on those there, but let's just say if we were to say as a cyclical event, then the answer would be yes.
And who would be Gog? Magog, I understand, was the progenitor of the Scythians, according to Josephus. and they dwelled in the land of where Ukraine is right now, correct?
That's correct. Ukraine and Turkey are the two main areas. I know they typically like to throw Russia in the mix with this, but Russia really has nothing to do with the Gog of Magog. And I took a little bit different turn on Gog of Magog. And I think that you're going to see Gog of Magog, but it's going to be more involved with dealing with entities that would be coming in from a different perspective. And that would be something I would think would be closer to around 2025, 2026. I think you're dealing more with where Jesus speaks about wars and rumors of wars being where we're at this point here.
I understand Gog was the name of a giant, wasn't he?
Well, and that there's a lot, that's a lot to do with some of my thoughts on this, because you're dealing with, you're going back to a time period. These are names of the individuals that were assigned to the families after Noah and his sons, and their direct descendants after the flood. So there's a lot of questions behind that, and so it'd be too long to get into all of that issue there here.
Also, the Scythians split off. The Sarmatians split off from the Scythians when surviving Amazons from the Trojan War crashed. You know, there's like an Amistad scenario. They killed the people that were guarding, that were taking them off into captivity on the ship, and the ship crashed, and they got off, and they married Scythian men, but they didn't want to, but they didn't like being among Scythian women because they were too docile, and they went off and started a new tribe called the Sarmatians. I understand some of those Sarmatians later became mercenaries in the Roman army and were stationed in Britain. Could this involve, could it also be a reference then possibly to involvement of Britain in it all? Possibly Scotland even?
That I'm not familiar with, so I couldn't really comment.
That's some really esoteric stuff there, John, to say the least. John, anything else before we move on?
That's all really I can think of, except it seemed, did, I want your opinion about, did at the beginning, in the first couple of weeks, did the Russians come perilously close to achieving what they their goal when they set out to invade, when they first invaded Ukraine?
When it comes to what Russia was doing, Russia, their initial, you know, they didn't really want to come in initially. I know that there's differing opinions on that, and I don't really know the answer. That's what I was told initially, that they didn't really want to come in. We kind of forced their hand. They were watching our moves with Ukraine to take Donetsk. But what Russia did, Russia was trying to avoid mass casualties as a result. They didn't want the Ukrainian people to become an enemy. They wanted the Ukrainians to realize that they are trying to hold back and not just go in there and slaughter. But now Russia has taken the gloves off. Russia's not playing any longer. And the casualties are definitely mounting. I'm getting already that, I know the official death toll, I think, is like at 250,000. But from what we're hearing in D.C., there's over 1 million people dead. And there's more mass graves than you could ever imagine. And Russia is making major advances. And the latest that we've got in Washington is that unless something changes, Ukraine will fall within the next 30 days.
Ukraine, okay, John, we need to move on, John, and we do appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Steve, this is Kyle, I'm sorry, yeah, Steve, this is specifically for you. You mentioned that Israel would join with Russia and China to collapse the dollar. Well, we are the major supporter of Israel throughout the entire world. If we go down, what makes them think that they're going to go down, not going to go down, number one? And number two, what vehicle would they use to be able to do that and still maintain our health?
You have basically, there is a split amongst the, I don't know if you want to call it the Jewish elite or how you want to call that there. The New World Order itself, I'll never forget, because I know the advisor to Israel, to the president, and he called me one day and he says, to his dismay, he said, you know, Steve, he said, I never believed you about Israel being the head of the New World Order. He said, but it's official. We know they're going to be the head of the New World Order. So they're even though we are the strong supporters of Israel, there from the way they describe it to me, there's two factions. There is, of course, the banksters, and I kind of think that they cooperate together personally. So they want to bring it down. In fact, when it comes to America, they say America has to go down as well in order for the New World Order to be set up. They say we stand in the way because we stand still for, you know, freedom. We stand for the right to bear arms. Everything New World Order is against is what we stand for in this nation. And so they feel that they have to bring it down. And, of course, they've created all this mess. But if you think about it, who did Israel side with when they started bringing it down? China. The whole Silk Road Initiative was masterminded not by China. They just allow.
Hold on, Steve. We got our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now we're back. Kyle, thank you for your call. We're going to have our summaries here from our roundtable. It looks like we still have with us Leon Green, Dave Hodges, and Jeff Nyquist. And we'll begin with, we have 1 minute each. Begin with you, Leon, your summary, please.
Yes, sir. You know, it's great that I'm learning from all three of you, or actually all four of you on a regular basis. And what this information is the ability, it motivates you to get going and actually do the preps, because you're the one that's going to have to eat the food, whether it's down in the bunker or putting on your mask or growing your chickens. And so this information is great to galvanize you to take action. Because, you know, if you have the information and you do nothing about it, then it's just info. But if you actually apply it, you have wisdom. And I think it's crucial that we all pursue that, because right now time is running short. And like what you said at the beginning, we need to focus and pray without ceasing, but we also need to take action like Joseph and Noah did. So now's the time, and we're going to get going. Thanks.
Okay. Dave, your summary, please. 1 minute.
Well, we've covered a lot of territory today, but unfortunately it looks like we are on the cusp of World War III. Regardless of the scenarios that we embrace and say we believe in, I think we're all ending up in the same place. And I would encourage people to get their preps in order. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, as an example, just a few of them, because I don't believe we have a lot of time left. People are projecting 2025. That was General Mike Minahan, I believe, said 2025 for fighting China. I think it's going to be this summer.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Jeff, your summary, please.
I think as long as Russia's in Ukraine, stuck in Ukraine, China and Russia won't start the big war. So I think that's the thing to watch. Once Russia gets through Ukraine, and then watch what they do with oil and what kind of pressure is put on Japan and South Korea and Australia. There's going to be more pressure there. And that's something we're going to see before we see a war.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. As always, we look forward to having all three of you back next Tuesday. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay. Jeff, thank you. Leon, thank you. Okay. What a morning. And of course we'll have Jeff Nyquist back tomorrow for his exclusive hour. And, Steve Bannon got sidetracked with all the other war issues going on. It got distracted away from the COVID clot shot. But there'll be more information coming from Steve on that. So tomorrow morning, we'll have Steve with us. No, excuse me. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us. We'll have Professor McCanning with us. We'll have Chance from Simply Clean Foods. Thursday, we always look forward to Dr. Horowitz. And Friday, looks like, which doctor will we have this coming Friday? We'll have, it looks like Scott Huff will be with us Friday. Right. We alternate Scott Huff and Ruthie Andrews on alternate Fridays. Busy. Fast-changing world. And a lot of new things going on with me. We're looking at Real Heavy, myself, and my wife and my webmaster are looking at what's going to take to get me on video. That's an exciting thing, and it's a work in progress. We'll see how that plays out, what it's going to take, how long it's going to take to get that all squared away. As I said at the very beginning of the show, pray for our republic. Pray without ceasing. That would be a smart thing to do, a wise thing to do, and our republic needs that. Our republic absolutely needs that. So keep that in mind, please, as to incorporate praying for our republic without ceasing. Prayer is powerful and prayer works. Absolutely, it does. So we move on here, Republic Broadcasting. If you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. There's a PayPal donation location there at Republic Broadcasting's website and an address to mail a check. Just make the check out to RBN, and we will get that off. Looks like, those donations will help a lot. We're not quite self-sufficient yet, working diligently on that, and we hope to be self-sufficient soon. In the meantime, we do need your donations, and every dollar counts to keep the lights on, keep the equipment replace broken and damaged equipment, and so forth. As for the day, get your medical supplies, your energy, clean essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun